Hey there, thanks for listening to the Mummy Dearest podcast. If you love this podcast, please consider joining our Patreon. Your donation helps support our show, and in return, we give you 4 bonus episodes every month. If you can't support the show financially, then we urge you to harass your friends and share the show with them. And please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. It actually really helps us. Without further ado, on to the show. Welcome to the Mummy Dearest podcast, a podcast where we used to talk about the mummy, but now we talk about other movies too.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Mummy Dearest podcast, where we unwrap pop culture from the 90s, 2000s, and today. I'm Zach Mellon.
I'm Sloan Steele.
And today we're unwrapping pop culture from today.
Yeah. Do you want me to introduce it or?
No.
Nope. Okay, we're not going to tell you what we're talking about. You guys have to guess. We'll give you we're going to give you 3 words.
If you've been listening to any of our podcasts, if you've seen any Sloan's social media posts, like, you know what we're going to talk about. So
I have a sickness, and the only cure is what?
Let me just make my bed.
You from behind in that robe, you look like the Penguin, but like the Colin Farrell Penguin.
It's still like I said, cool. Let me make my bed. Look at it.
What color are your sheets?
Well, the bottom one is like blue, but the top, like, but then the duvet is like true navy. I thought that they were both navy, but
yeah, they're not.
No, one of them is. I feel like this is navy.
So Zach is showing us right now why he would not last in a Last of Us scenario, because he is talking about mismatched bed sheets. These are the things that are important to him, not survival, not family, nothing. Just sheets,
I don't know what I would do.
Pleasantries. Well, we didn't tell everybody what we're doing. We are going to go over The Last of Us. We just finished the series. And we just decided we needed to kind of like get some stuff off of our chest. Nothing like in particular.
I think that I'm doing this for you guys. I think that we need to get all of this out here. I think it needs to be released. It needs to be out.
We got to hash it out.
And we're not going to talk about it anymore.
Okay. I think that's totally fair. But in the next 30 minutes, I get to say whatever I please.
Yeah.
To whomever I please. And then I will.
Have you taken drugs yet?
Yes.
Okay, so in about 15 minutes, it's going to get weird.
Yeah. Just hang tight. Right. If you're waiting for the weird stuff, just hang on a few more minutes. Let's talk about the serious stuff first. Pedro Pascal. No, I'm just kidding. We'll get into him. Let's talk about The Last of Us. Now, I loved it. Zach hated it.
Okay, listen. I loved episode 1. I really liked it.
Well, and Zach, it's easy to like the intro of action. Apocalypse show. Boom, yeah, boom. Of course.
I love finding out how an apocalypse started.
I know. Waking up to the bombs when she wakes up with the bombs going off. Oh, I love
and
that.
And everyone's running and rushing. It's confusion. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. I like love that. Have you ever seen Don't Make a Quiet Noise?
Yeah, I've seen Don't Make a Sound. We have to be shush. Yeah.
I love the flashback scenes so much.
Yeah. When they're like when they're playing baseball.
Out. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
And then episode 2, I forget what happened, but then episode 3, we get the gay story, which I hope is like Emmy nominated. And I was hooked. It was beautifully done. So well written. It was just a really good episode, really good story. And then I was like, okay, I'm hooked. I'm in this show. Mm-hmm. Obviously came back for the 4th one. I'm like, you know what? They just had a really good episode. It's not all going to be that good.
Yeah.
Episode 5, I'm like, okay, still not grabbing me, but you know what?
I've gone through so much.
It's just, yeah. So I will say this last episode, I do think was very good.
The finale,
I think, was really good. By the way, everyone, there will be spoilers, but I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Well, the finale was like when Sears started like selling clothes, the softer side of Sears.
I'm concerned that you think that it was a softer side because he executed about 30 people within 5 minutes. I'm not like really sure.
I've never been to a Sears, so I don't know exactly what
that's
happens
what you
there.
Think that's what happens.
Obviously, like, yes, does he murder 50 people at one time? 100%. Is he still baby girl? 200%. Yes. He's a sweet little sad-eyed baby girl. And he made the right choice
he
in the end.
I know for a fact now that he is a Pisces after watching this. The way that he just lied and manipulated just to make sure that he's happy is...
So that's the thing, is Joel made a decision that really does affect the rest of humanity.
Humanity.
It wasn't really about Ellie, because truth be told, she was just never going to wake up again. She wouldn't have known a thing. No, not a damn thing.
Wouldn't have known a thing. And she... That's the thing. So what happened, I mean, if you're not aware, the whole show is about him taking Ellie to a place where they can study her and make medicine and change and fix this whole apocalypse. Mm-hmm. They finally get there.
Yep.
What are we, like 7 episodes in?
They have been traveling
finally,
for months.
They've been walking for months.
So I I can't watch Pedro Pascal walk screen anymore.
You they guys finally get there, and he wakes up from like a coma. They knocked him out, and they're like, we're prepping her for surgery. He finds out that they're just, it's in the brain. Like, what they need is in her brain. So they're going to have to like basically put her to sleep, but she's going to save humanity. And he's like, no.
Yeah. He's like, well, we could do that, or I could kill 78 people just like really fast right now. How he did that, I'll never understand.
Kill the doctor who would have saved the world.
Yeah, they would have literally, if Time Magazine started back up, they would be on the cover. But instead, he was just like, no, this is more about me and healing my inner child trauma. Yeah. And
his daughter died in the first episode, if you guys don't know. So he's really he's like trauma dumping on this young thing. And the funny thing is like, he's been so like closed off and like angry and grizzled this whole time. And then when they're walking, he makes this reference because the car breaks down. They steal a car and they're driving to wherever they want to go. But it breaks down and he gets out and he's almost like giddy that they get to like walk again. Like, he looks at her and he's like, yeah, you know, that's we can walk for 5 hours. You know, we've done it. And she's like, yeah, OK. And he's like,
it's like very much what I do when I take my child on a hike.
He's like excited.
Like, right. And my kid's
no, but he was really excited. He was like, he was like, this is like what we do. We just like walk. He's starting to get a little like crazy.
So. It made me like get the icks when, okay, let's back up a little bit. So I love grizzled, angry, sad Joel. I want to heal him. But then once he was sort of healing in that final episode, I was like, you disgust me. You're weak.
Yeah, you like
you. I like a closed off man, like a closed book of a man.
You know, I don't know anything about the game either, so I can't really speak to... I know that I've been seeing a lot of people that are like very... They're still very angry at Game of Thrones, and they're adamant that if this show doesn't stick to the actual narrative of the game, it won't be good.
Well...
Like, it's not fake content anyway, but I don't... Yeah, so I don't know what happens, but I do think that they probably could have let her go. Mm-hmm. And I think season 2 could have been like just a very different story. Like, I don't want to watch this anymore. I'm going to, because it's pop culture and like I have to see what's going on. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to, I can't watch a season of them like on the run.
So this is how I feel. I'm also watching The Mandalorian. I'm watching Pedro Pascal save orphans on every surface, universe. Every corner of the universe. And aside from, as my little kid said, there's a lot of walking in the show. It's also just every episode is just them being chased
and then
going
caught,
to a new little
spot
and then escape. It's like every episode. Like, and I don't know if I need that every time. Like, do I love it? Like, yeah, I guess I do. But also, I hate it and I don't want to watch it anymore.
This is exactly how I felt about The Walking Dead. I was a big Walking Dead guy when it was out. And I watched, I think, I don't know, maybe 5 to 6 seasons or something. And every season was like walking
dead,
finding a new villain, fighting the villain, escaping, walking, villain, fighting, walking. I just kind of hope that maybe they would find the cure. And like, I would like to watch how that would play out.
I would like to see society rebuild itself. I think that could be an interesting show.
It would take forever. Yeah, like, and it would take forever.
Yeah. I mean, like, I think it would be interesting to see. Yeah, it would be interesting to see sort of like, I liked when they stopped in Tommy's town. And did, like, I liked seeing how things, I would like to see how things work there. And then what if we have an evil presence in Tommy's town? What if Tommy's the evil presence? Like, let's get the creative juices
flowing.
Let's
turn it into a sitcom in Tommy's town where we just kind of get like little
Tommy's
silly
town.
Yeah, and it's just like a little silly hijinks show where, like, you know, maybe someone's brother's coming into town and the town slut tries to, like, you know, get with him, but we find out he's gay at the end, and it's just like a silly
I actually would love to be the town slut. And even if the main character of the show is a gay man, I think that his acting
Who are you talking about?
Whoever is going to wander into this Tommy's town.
Should we openly talk about that?
Like, are the rumors true? I don't know. And I don't really care. I care.
Why would you care?
Well, I care because, like, I want to be his wife. But if he's gay, that does present a challenge. And I wish that we were in the olden times of the golden age of Hollywood where he would have to take a wife if he wanted to act in these shows, in these kind of shows.
Sloane, you would have been... Do you know where you would have made so much money, like, in the 20s?
Where?
You could have, like, created, like, a, like, almost like a school of, like, beards.
Oh, my where, God. Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying? You would, like, beard pimp school. Out these, like beautiful, kind women who just needed to, like, who would, like, love to get married to a kind man and let him live his life on the other side. But also, like, you create a home and, like...
Exactly. That's
and
what
like,
I'm
you're
trying
very
to
patient
do.
With him. And like, you like, he can like, you're like, listen, I understand you don't want to have sex with me, but like, we can work with it. I'd love to have children. Let's just try to get it done. Bing, bang, boom.
I mean, I would definitely need to have sex with the person that we are not naming, but like the whole show is about him. I would like to have sex with him very much so anytime, any place, wherever. But if all I had in the end was like giggling in bed and eating snacks together. Like, I would also love to have
showing each other your privates.
I would love to see his privates. Yeah. Like, I want to see him. I don't know if he wants to see mine, but I'll show him off if he wants to see him. I just feel like I'm just going to say Pedro now because this is now my sexual fantasy. He's the kind of guy that would appreciate any kind of body. And I like that in a man.
I believe that to be true.
He'd just be like happy you're there. Like, he, if there's something hanging down, he'll slap it up. Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I believe that to be true.
And I think that really comes across. Either he is truly the most fluid, happy, like queer-coded, nice person ever, or he's a psychopath because the way he presents,
he's an Aries, so
he's an actor. So I don't know what the truth is. I'm scared of the truth, but
I'm scared for him. I think that he's too inflated right now.
I would hate to be him. I feel bad for him.
I know it's and like every interview on the red carpet last night was like, so you're daddy.
People were like shouting daddy at him. And like, am I part of the problem? Yes. But I don't call him like a daddy. I do other like disgusting, weird things.
No, you call. Yeah. You say that you want to like get raw dog Eiffel Towered.
OK, but like that's not calling him a daddy. So I don't understand.
No. Yeah, that's true. That's gross. You wouldn't do that to your daddy.
No, but like people like were like screaming like, dad, if I was like around my peers and people were shouting, and he's such a good fucking actor that like it's so embarrassing that like he's reduced to just like his sexy lady. Like it's a little cringy.
Do you think this is that he's happy that this show is over for now?
I mean, I think it's probably pretty cool to be the most talked about person on the planet in a positive way. Like, I think that's
it's not just bad. Like, I just am nervous for him because I don't know him at all. But I'm just imagining that when you're in this huge inflated role, your career is so inflated. It is as high as it could be. Mm-hmm. where does it go from there?
I don't know. I don't know how it got, like, he's been around. Like, I've been watching him and stuff for years, so I don't really know what happened.
I've been seeing him in, like, I've been seeing clips of him, and I'm like, oh my God, that was him.
Yeah, he's been in tons of stuff. Like, I've been watching his movies for a long time, so I really can't put my finger on, like, why all of a sudden. I mean, that's why I keep saying,
it's
like,
HBO. It's like the power of HBO. It's crazy.
I think he is a sleeper cell for the Chinese government. I truly believe it, because it doesn't make any sense. It really, like, when you think about it, is it like a distraction from what's really going on? This is like a government.
It has
agent.
To be, because you guys, they literally are talking about, I don't know if any of you have heard of this, but literal, like, news channels. I'm not talking about, like,
BuzzFeed.
Like, yeah, it's like NBC on their nightly news is talking about motherships in our universe and asteroids that will ruin the Earth in 20 years that are, like, hurling
on the way
towards Earth. Yeah, like, and
but don't worry, Pedro's going to adopt it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we're all like Lester Holt is going to be like, we're calling it the Pedro asteroid. And
hit me, daddy, destroy me, wreck me.
No, you guys, the first,
we're gonna be holding up signs.
Listen, the first gay to tell the asteroid to destroy them,
wreck my holes,
disgusting. break my back.
But again, if the asteroid was like
the asteroid, just, is mother,
it, oh my God, that asteroid is so mother, that mothership, so mother.
If I can write an article about it, I'm going to retweet it and say asteroid's mother.
Mothership is probably, this is like a Meghan Trainor, like PR stunt. Oh my God.
For the VMAs.
You guys, everything you see is fake. Anyway, so I really like Last of Us, and I think
I respect it so much. Isn't that weird? I really don't ever want to watch it again, but I respect it a lot.
Like Paul, my husband, Paul, for those of you that don't listen to the show, you're just listening to this one-off episode, and now I've probably sworn it off forever. My husband, Paul, hates this show and will not miss an episode. When I told him I'd already watched the finale, we got in a fight at Whole Foods on the phone. And, like, it's just, I love this show, but I was describing it to somebody, and I was like, it's not good. It's technically, I don't think it's a good show.
I think it,
like, the set design's amazing. It's great. They really did a lot of work there. Pedro's hair, incredible. So good. The amount of collars he's wearing at any given shot in this.
It's 14. He honestly belongs on the set of Yellowstone. I know you don't watch it, but
it's just like, at one point I counted 5 collars. I don't really even know how you could wear that many. Like, I was trying to, like, wrap my mind around that, having that many collars. Like, it's so many. But he looks amazing.
I love like an Oxford shirt with a barn coat.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
Like, I love that. I do that as much as I can.
I know. I know you do.
Anyway.
I feel like you have like an Hermes belt, and like your polo shirt's like tucked in, so then like your gut is like hanging over a little bit. Look like a real fat cat. Look like a real player on the vineyard.
Honestly, I know that, like, I come across as like a very snobby person, but I'm telling you, like, the true straightness in me comes out with my accessories. I've been wearing the same belt for like a decade.
Yeah, that's very not gay.
I have one pair of loafers, one pair of sneakers, and one pair of non-athletic sneakers.
You're like Doug. You're like a cartoon character.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not crazy like that.
Oh my God, you're so not crazy.
I'm like very down to earth.
You guys, Zach's so down to earth. He only has one belt, okay?
I only have
one. How many
one
belts
Gucci
do you
belt?
Have,
I
listeners?
I only have one Gucci belt.
What, do you have more than one belt? I mean, so then you would do well in the apocalypse, because you only have one belt. You're going to travel light.
I also live in New England, and it's like very trendy every year in New England to dress like prepared for weather.
I mean, yeah, I think that when people don't dress prepared for weather, it looks a little silly.
It's so silly.
It's like, just be prepared for the weather. Okay, let me ask you this. If we were in a Last of Us scenario, where would you go to seek like new shelter? Where would you go in this world? Where would you travel?
That's a really
to?
Good question. You know, my aunt used to live in like an 18th century manor home. Mm-hmm. And I always said that we would have to go there because it's like equipped to withstand like colonial times.
Okay.
My apartment was built in like the year 1999. Mm-hmm. So it has it. I can't stay here.
Paper
like,
thin. Yeah.
It's paper thin. The handles on my cupboards are plastic.
Yeah.
There's nothing like, where am I going to light a fire? Nowhere.
Nowhere. On the balcony?
That's what I'm saying. But then everyone will see me on the second floor. It's just like,
it can't do it.
I've got to. Luckily, I do live in an area where there's a lot of 18th century homes.
So you have
I could
pick.
Probably just take one. Yeah. Okay. I think so. That's probably where I would go, is probably just a home that's equipped for colonial living.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. I feel like you would have such a problem because you're a picky eater. Like, you would have a really hard time in the apocalypse.
As long as I've got like meat and potatoes, I'll be totally fine. And as I just had to figure out how to grow potatoes.
You can get like this thing called a potato bag. It's really easy to grow them. You literally like throw them. You throw like a potato in a bag with some dirt and you put it in like a cellar, and then you go back in like a few months and you have just like a ton of potatoes. I think that's how it works.
Did you see that on TikTok?
No, I read it in my
in like, TikTok.
I read it in this No, I have this the backyard homesteader book.
And oh, I know that you have that. That's right. I do not know you have.
So I'm pretty equipped, you guys. I'm pretty equipped to withstand an apocalypse if you guys need approximately 2 to 3 potatoes alone, in 5 months.
If I were alone, no bueno. But oh, I think that I would be okay with like friends, maybe.
So that just like reminded me of, we got a big reveal that Joel tried to kill himself, unalive himself in this last episode.
I think I missed that.
That's, how did you miss that?
Tell me when it.
He sits her down. They're sitting down on like that little bench from where they're walking, and they take a seat.
With the giraffes?
After the giraffes, forgot about the giraffes. Paul's gonna hate this episode. I cried from the moment it started to the moment it ended. I was in tears the whole time, and I was
here's
like,
the
"What
other
am
thing.
I doing?"
I know that this is shallow, and I don't pretend to not be. I'm not really into Pedro. Okay. I like him. I think he's a handsome man. I think that he. I would love to go to the movies with him and maybe like our knees touch.
Yeah. Electric.
But we're both wearing shorts, so we can feel like our leg hair on each other's legs.
I would like to.
But what I'm saying
tell you
is,
what I'd like to do.
I just want to. I need a little bit more sex appeal, is what I'm saying. Like,
I don't know how there could possibly be more.
I know. I just like, I need.
You want
more.
A younger, you like younger guys. You don't like older guys.
No, it would be totally fine if it were like, it's not that it, I think that he is attractive. It's,
but
I
he's
think
not
maybe
pretty. If, you like pretty boys.
I also like, don't, I can't relate to the father daughter aspect of this. It's like not hitting. I can't stand that actor.
The one that plays Ellie.
Yes.
They're supposed to be cantankerous.
I know, and I can't stand a cantankerous
kid.
Like child. I can't stand like an angsty child. I think that if it were like Joel and a young boy, I would feel more able to relate to it, just because it's like it would be more like.
Yeah, but it has to be a daughter because he lost a daughter. Stupid
That's what
idiot.
I'm saying.
But, you stupid fucking idiot.
But I also don't like the replacement of the daughter aspect. Unless like we're unless he's supposed to go crazy.
What do you mean go crazy?
Like be mentally unstable. Like,
he is mentally unstable.
Yeah, like is that the game like plot line?
I don't know if that's the game plot line that you're playing a mentally unstable person. I don't think that's it, but yeah, he's like really fucking crazy.
Okay, if that's where we're going, then like I can get behind it.
Yeah.
I just really don't like that actor. But
okay, wait, can I finish telling you about him killing himself?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
sitting down, and he says, like, I think he says, like, out of nowhere, he's like, the scar on my face, was from, I was going to shoot my, he says it more eloquently than I'm bumbling through right now, but basically.
Where, what was I doing?
I don't know, but he says that he had the gun and he flinched and he missed. And she was like, well, I'm really glad that you weren't a good shot back then or something like that.
Oh.
Because she was talking about the first person she ever killed, which was her best friend slash.
Yes, I remember that. I remember that.
So this episode, when Joel is opening up to her, like it was It was almost like two. I mean, I guess they've been together for so long now, and he really is just like, now this is like fully my daughter. But the change in him from like being like so close-minded and then like getting the Boggle game, which was like, Joel is all about practicality and like there's not a lot of room in his bag. So like when he like gets the Boggle game, like that, like it like made me like, I'm gonna cry.
No, it's
again.
Very no, it's
only
very
because,
sweet.
Like, my dad would never do anything like that for me.
So we are not gonna trauma dump on this episode. We are not going to trauma dump. And I think he would, Sloan.
I don't know. I don't think he would. He doesn't. I don't think he thinks about things like that. He doesn't think about something that a kid
he's
would
not
like
thoughtful.
He's not thoughtful. Like,
but he is thoughtful like when you guys like do stuff. Like,
no. No, but Joel wants to be thoughtful, but he's had 20 years of being like so, well, even more than that, because before I think it's a little closed off, but he's had so many years of being so practical. Like, I think this show was really about, like, showed a interesting side of masculinity.
His daughter was really thoughtful.
His daughter was really thoughtful, which means she obviously grew up in a house that, like, showed kindness and thoughtfulness and compassion and empathy and all of that stuff. But, like, we don't know, like, was it her mom that taught her that? Or, like, but obviously she loves Joel. She loves her dad.
Yeah.
And I don't know, there was just something about, like, that little moment of, like, doing something for, like, there was just such a selfless weird little teeny tiny moment that like really like meant so much.
Listen, I think you're receiving the content the way it is supposed to be received.
I'm getting the point of the show is what you're saying.
Yeah, like I don't think I'm receiving it properly.
And I think that happens sometimes and that's okay. It's like when you show somebody a song that you love and you're like, this part's the best part. And they're like, yeah, they're like, I got, I'm like, okay. This show scratches me in the way I need to be scratched.
Yeah. Ellie is really putting a block on my betas.
I understand. I get it. I think maybe because I have a kid that's very annoying that I would do anything for. So I can like respect.
No, listen, that's why I like this episode because I can relate to that. I am a very selfish. I'm a self-motivated person in terms of like, I will do things. I think it's so important to take care of yourself.
Yes.
In the sense that like nobody else is going to care about your happiness the way that you're going to care about your happiness. So if something's going to make you happy, as long as it's not going to drastically affect other people, then do it.
Yeah.
If you have to call out of work because it's going to make you a happier person, do it.
Yeah.
I mean, do it every single day. But what I'm saying is, it's just like, so in that moment, if there was a child that I loved with all of my heart, which I have in my life, if one of them, I woke up and they were like, yeah, we're actually just going to cure the whole world and we're going to have to kill this person, this child. And I would literally be like, well, no, that child is my world. So like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm like, yeah. I've already been happy with this child in this horrible time. So like, I don't care.
So that's sort of the overarching plot of the show, right? It's like your world is actually so small, but also so large. Like even though your world could be one other person, that person is, you're just such, you are all connected. Like, it's crazy. It's like how the cordyceps are like on top of the ground, under the ground, like we are all connected.
And you're like a big mushroom girl, like physically, artistically, spiritually, like you're a big mushroom girl. So like this show is like really about you. Like
this show was made for me, and I want to thank HBO so much for making this for me alone.
I was shopping today like for birthday presents, and I literally was like so mad that your birthday is not close because there were a million mushroom things everywhere now. Mushrooms. Like I walked into this little local bookstore and it was like, it was a shelf of mushroom books.
Love mushrooms.
Note
I have
cards,
so
mushrooms.
Many mushrooms. I have mushroom. I have
stickers.
I have been collecting mushroom things for so long that like this is just up in my wheelhouse. And I don't know, Zach, like
trauma, father, daughter.
Oh my God.
Hot Spanish man.
I am happy though that it's over. I feel like the Pedro Pascal of it all.
Wait,
will
what
calm down.
Is he from Spain?
He's Chilean.
Chilean.
Chilean sea bay.
Chilean sea ass.
I would love. I just want to smell his butt. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, he douches, so.
I just want to like I just think he'd be so good at snuggling. He'd be so cute.
Yeah, I think he smells like American Spirits, but I think
he smells lemony.
Don't you think he smokes?
No, he doesn't smoke. But he, you know what his favorite food is?
What?
Microwave pizza or like frozen pizzas. Like
I do love. Listen, though, when you get a good frozen pizza, it is
100%. It's 100. When you get a good DiGiorno.
No. Have you ever had Dr. Oetker's?
No. Should I go grab one?
Dr. Oetker's is good. There's a mushroom pizza.
No, I'm straight up pepperoni when I get like a little pizza at the
I'm either five cheese or mushroom.
Really? I don't like a frozen mushroom because they get like so mushy.
Spongy. Yeah.
You like
that. The thing is like I don't want I can't eat pepperoni. I'll breathe fire for like 4 days.
Really?
Yeah.
I have a really strong I have a strong constitution. I just do. I wish I could understand why the show I keep trying to like rack my brain like why the show isn't good, but we can't stop watching it. Like I want to get to the
bottom
of it. I
think it is good and I can stop watching it. So I think that it is well made. I think it's really good. And I know that the people who like love the game love this show. They like
I'm scared for it. Season 2, if they follow the game, we're not gonna have any Joel.
Hmm.
Joel gets killed in the second game, like immediately.
They're not going to do that. They're not going to do that because
it's Pedro. They can't.
It's Pedro. It just surpassed House of the Dragon numbers, which is like unheard of.
That's crazy.
That's what I'm saying. So they're not going to. They won't end him. But the thing is that like. I saw him on an interview and they said, what are the odds of you filming this year? And he was like, what year is it? And they were like, it's 2023. And he was like, what season is it? And they were like, it's end of winter, about to be spring. And he was like, yes, I think we will film this year.
Hmm.
So the thing with HBO, which I think is really disrespectful to their fans and I hate it, please sponsor us, is when... is the fact that they make us wait 3 years for 10 episodes of programming. I think it's
mighty really disrespectful.
It's very stupid. And I think like you're talking to people who would watch 23 episodes of a show every September.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like it's weird that we grew up, we would have a 3 month break from our favorite show and it was like the end of the world.
I remember like dreading the summer.
Because your shows would, it was like, it was like the end of May.
Yeah.
The shows would end, then like nothing in the summer. And then in September, like, you'd get 25 more episodes of the show.
It was just like a horrible time. But then it was like countdown to like Will and Grace coming back.
That's what I'm saying. So I just don't understand why, like, Euphoria hasn't even begun filming yet.
And like, you guys, like, it doesn't have to be perfect. Like, just give us good enough and like, we'll take that and we'll watch it.
I just don't understand why we, like, I don't need to. I started watching Euphoria when I was like 21 and I'm going to be 40 when the next season.
Zach, we're going to be 87 when Gilded Age 2 finally drops.
That's what I mean. Like enough.
It's really like they need to give us. What was that?
Siri, get out of here.
Calm down, baby girl. Okay. Is there anything else that we like need to discuss about The Last of Us? Oh, I really liked in the last episode, not the finale, but the one before, seeing Ellie's female rage when she killed that guy, David, just mashed him, bashed him.
I know. And it's just like so Zach coded that I was like,
you're like, okay.
I was like, wow, he's like kind of attractive. And then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Found out that he was just a total creep perv.
Yeah. So you have kind of problematic taste in men. Like I usually do too, but David, I wasn't into even once. And if I'm not into a freaky guy, that's pretty bad.
You guys, her like number one guy is Arliss Loveless.
Oh my God. He is hot though. Don't you
big
kind of
Nazi
see?
Spider boy.
Okay. For those of you that don't know who that is, it's the bad guy from the Wild Wild West movie. I don't love Nazis.
Before we go, this has nothing to do with Last of Us or Wild Wild West or Arliss Loveless, but I was corrected. because we were speaking about, you were trying to describe to me what it was like to have a clitoris.
Okay.
And I said, isn't it so sensitive? Like, how do you walk around with it if it's just like so sensitive? Because when you talk, like when you're like interacting with a clitoris, women are always just like, so I'm like, how well, do you like,
sometimes wear they're jeans? Acting.
Like, how do you wear jeans?
Well, didn't
like,
I explain it has a hood?
Right. So then I'm like, oh yeah, of course. Right. But then someone DM'd us and gave me a big paragraph about what is happening here.
Okay.
The tip of the penis and the clitoris are the exact same thing in terms of like nerve endings, skin, what have you.
Okay.
The clitoris has a hood, but so does the penis.
Mm.
So people who are not circumcised also have extremely sensitive pee pee tips. And it's the exact same thing. My penis tip is calloused. I'm not kidding. So it's so calloused that it can wear that. People who are circumcised have such calloused penises that they can just have it open when they're like you can wear jeans and it's not going to like make you go crazy. I was like, but it was so obvious. That was so obvious when I was reading that. And I was like, why didn't I think of that?
I mean, I don't know how much time you spend thinking about the biodynamics of a clitoris or a penis, but now you know.
But that
you
just
know.
Makes so much sense. And then that's when they circumcise women, they take the hood off.
That's it? They take the whole thing off? No, then it would be even more sensitive. No, I think
no, but it wouldn't. It would callus like the tip of a penis does.
Oh. That would be horrid.
Yes, that's why circumcision is horrid, but we're not going to go there.
Do you think Pedro's cut or uncut?
I think he has his full natural man dick.
Oh my God.
He is born. Dick. I think that his penis is the way God intended.
I know it is. In my heart and soul, I know it
teeny
is.
Little
honestly,
peanut.
If that guy had a micro dick, I would still be like, you're so charming. I don't even
know. First of all, I don't know why women are like, so like, wouldn't you be so happy if you just had to suck on a micro dick?
I'd be
how
thrilled.
Easy it would be.
It would be it would be a true delight because
that's
what
I mean.
I have someone in my home with the girth, and it causes me. I have to take Advil before I do the deed.
Oh yeah, You have TMJ.
Yeah, too much jam dick.
Whoever's listening to this, who's still listening to this, you're the real ones and we love you. You can find us at Mummy Dearest Podcast on Instagram.
Wait.
Guys, I'm trying to get her off the pot.
I just feel like we didn't talk enough about Pedro and this was my one chance.
We're like 40 minutes in.
Okay, but do you think we talked about him enough?
I think we did. Listen, Sloane has been on a really dark path since she met Pedro. And I even got a voice note of her crying for no reason. And then 5 minutes later, she was like, I don't know why I was crying.
That's fair. I was going a little insane, but
Pedro has really taken her down a dark alley and railed her.
Why would you do that? Okay. I'll just leave you guys with this. If you want to, if you want to experience something that makes you question everything you've ever known about yourself to be true, I urge you to go over to this place called AO3. It's an internet website of erotic fanfic. And look up the fanfic Rough Day. It is a Mandalorian erotica. And I would love you guys to get your eyes on it because a fellow friend shared it with me and they said, look at this. And I've looked at it and I would like you all to look at it and then tell me what you think. Okay. I'll leave.
Wow.
I just want people. I'm just trying to pass on a service. That's all I'm saying.